Australia to talk to David John Oates, the master of reverse speech, the ultimate arbiter of truth and reality as it comes from the person's own subconscious mind, yours included. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Good evening.
Say that again.
I said, how are you this evening?
Oh, there you go. Now I hear you.
Okay.
I'm still trying to recover from this whole last year and a half. I'm still tired.
Right.
That was a real tough thing. I still don't know how Donald Trump at 70 got through that and performed as he did. That man never missed one appearance.
Nope.
He didn't take days and weeks off. He was in fact, the last day of the campaign, he made five stops at different locations. He's just had an incredible demonstration of commitment and strength. Agree or disagree with what he said or who he is. That's a remarkable output of energy and patriotism as he feels it. Extraordinary.
Yep. And he says he's not going to take vacations while he's in the White House either.
Or any pay.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, right. Well, good on him. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. So what have you been doing?
Oh, well, I've been doing reversals as I always do. What else do I do in my life?
I've got
some reversals for you tonight. Some on Donald Trump on his 60 Minutes interview. A few on George Soros, a couple of miscellaneous ones on Obama and Hillary Clinton from her speech she gave a couple of days ago.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yes.
This is going to be good. Did you see the pictures of her that I have on the homepage?
Oh, yeah, I certainly
She showed did. Up at a dinner, for those of you who may not have seen it, her first public appearance, and I don't know, but she did not put her face on, and I use the term respecting makeup. Women wear makeup, and she certainly was a triumph of makeup for the campaign. She always looked reasonable. Her appearance changed a lot. There were certainly efforts made to fill in some of the deep wrinkle lines, creases, and pockets in her face, and her neck at times looked very taut. It didn't look at all. And this time, she showed up, no makeup, and looking like she had really been through an ordeal. It's pretty amazing. But that's the real Hillary. That's what she looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, that quite a shock, actually. I'm surprised she did that. Anyway, to start off the show, we're going to play a reversal on you.
Wait a minute. Are you sure this is... All right. I have never had a problem offering anything I've said to reverse speech. Never.
No, you'll like this one. Here we go.
This whole year plus of all the reversals you've worked on and your girl up in Canada.
Okay, this is from the last week's show when you're thanking me for all the work. And you say in reverse, we shall serve you with love.
We shall serve you with love. We shall serve you with love.
You hear that?
Wow.
Love.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I thought you'd like that one.
That's very interesting. Well, that's pretty much how I feel.
That's exactly right. I was quite pleased to find that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, let's have a look at Donald Trump from his appearance on 60 Minutes.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. I got a copy of that.
Yeah.
Somebody sent it to me, a video copy. And in that 60 Minutes interview, I know audio, you know audio. They were playing with his voice. That whole thing, his voice was, it was almost unrecognizable. In fact, when I first heard the video, I said, who is that?
Yeah, I had to speed it up. It was at 85% speed.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. That's what they did. They ran it 1, 2, or 3% slower at least. And you say you picked it up 5%?
No, 15%. It was 85% of normal speed.
Wow. So they did play with it. They did mess it up. They wanted it to sound morose, morbid, dark, spent, depressed. I knew it as soon as I heard it. I know audio. I've been in audio studios for years. And yeah. They really went out of this typical mainstream media efforts to make the guy look lousy. He looked, and they cropped his face, so it was huge. Anyway. Wow. So
I noticed that. So I started playing. I was going, sure. Who's this guy talking? This isn't Donald Trump. And then I it dawned on me, oh, it's slow. I just speed it up, and he's normal again. So, yeah. So, okay. So here's that 60 minute. If you listen to him forwards, okay. So I've sped it up, so it's normal. So it sounds normal now.
I have a method of fighting back. That's very tough.
But you're going to do that as president.
I'm going to do very restrained, if I use it at all. I'm going to do very restrained. I find it tremendous. It's a modern form of communication. There should be nothing you should be ashamed of. It's where it's at.
He's talking about his Twitter account, okay? So that's what he's talking about, forwards. And backwards, he says, do you find your mission?
Do you find your mission?
Do you find your mission?
And again.
Do you find your mission?
Interesting. So, that's very interesting.
Yes, it is. He's doing some introspection here. It's a dawning on him. Gee whiz, I've just been elected president. Is this my destiny? You know, he's thinking very grand terms, if you know what I mean. Right. Yep.
So, well, I would say it's almost his subconscious asking a rhetorical question to the universe.
Yeah, right. I would agree. Yes, I would agree with that. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite an amazing reversal to find on him. And then we have another one. This one's a bit difficult because there's two voices talking, but it's important. See if you can get it.
Nor, he said, had he heard about reports of racial slurs and personal threats against African Americans, Latinos, and gays by some of his supporters.
White power!
I'm very surprised to hear that. I hate to hear that. I mean, I hate
but
to hear
But you do hear it.
I don't hear it. I saw one or two instances.
On social media?
But I think
media?
It's a very small amount.
Yeah, you might get this or you might not. It says, you see power.
Can
you hear that under her voice?
It's there. Yeah.
It's sure. Hard to hear that, isn't it?
It's there. I can hear it.
Yeah, and you know, once again, heavens, he's just got the most powerful job in the world. So, you know, it's quite an understandable reversal for him to have. He's, it's really sort of started to sink into him what he's done. Okay, is what I get from all of this. And I've got to play this one on the commentator. Oh, this is classic. Talk about a biased commentator.
You mean Leslie Stahl? Yeah.
That phone call.
Okay, and it simply says blank off. What can I say?
Wow, you don't have to say anything. She said it all. That's remarkable.
She said it all. Yeah. Yeah, she was clearly biased in her interview with him. So that was obvious.
They also, I ran a story, they edited out several very important things he said about minorities. Very positive, very constructive things, encouraging things. They cut that right out.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, here's a reversal that helps us understand why he seems to be giving Hillary a pass. So, although there's moves in Congress to get her indicted, so, you know, I don't think we're seeing the end of the Hillary Clinton saga. So here's the forwards.
And are you, as you had said to her face, going to try and put her in jail?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to think about it. I feel that I want to focus on jobs. I want to focus on health care. I want to focus on the border and immigration and doing a really great immigration bill. We want to have a great immigration bill. And I want to focus on all of these other things that we've been talking about.
You know,
get the country straightened away.
You called a crooked Hillary.
And this reversal says, her sick wolf, I don't want it.
Her sick wolf, I don't want it.
Her sick wolf, I don't want it.
And again.
Her sick wolf, I don't want it.
Now, let me point something out. Listen sure. to how his subconscious says, I don't want it. That is nuanced. That's exact. Yeah. That is not, I don't want it. It's, I don't want it. It's communication. It's actual speech. It's anything but happenstance. That is so clear. That's amazing. Yeah. Play that again, would you? Then please comment.
Yeah. Sure. So here's the reversal.
Let's see if I don't want it.
Oh, yeah.
The sick wolf and I want it.
Nice and clear.
The sick wolf and I want it.
Okay, so he's basically saying, I don't want anything to do with her troubles, her sick wolf. You know, she's a wolf is drive, motivation, you know, confidence, but a wolf is sick. She's got all this baggage around her. He doesn't want to take this baggage into the administration, is basically what he's saying.
He does not. This is really important. He does not want to take on the angst, the emotional angst, and the obvious battering that the press will lay on his administration. Whatever he does, if he sanctions it, special prosecutor, whatever kind of an investigation, he will just be giving the press more ammunition to pummel him and the efforts he must make to try to turn this country in the direction that he's promised to do. He can't take it on. And I understand that. He's got enough trouble. Now, there are also, and he knows this, 4 ongoing investigations in the Congress right now into Hillary Clinton and her emails and the Clinton Foundation, and he knows that they'll do a job. This thing will not be just dropped. He didn't turn his back on it and walk away. He just said, I cannot expend the energy to deal with this right now. We've got too many other things to do. And that makes perfect sense. It's too bad he phrased it that way. I think he should have been a little more direct. He should have said, well, he did a pretty good job. It's an issue that I think can be put to rest now easily. This is real simple to understand. It would require too much, and it would give the hostile media endless ammunition to throw at him to impede and damage the progress he hopes to make, certainly in the first 6 months. And this investigation could go on for a special prosecutor could go on for a year easily.
Anyway, so that's what he's saying.
Well, that's very, very interesting, and that does explain why he did the 180, why he dropped the issue of his comment that he would use a special prosecutor. It makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
As always, reverse speech will tell us why.
Well, that's quite a revelation.
Yep. All right, next reversal along.
FBI Director James Comey, are you going to ask for his resignation?
I think that I would rather not comment on that yet. I haven't made up my mind. I respect him a lot. I respect the FBI a lot. I think before...
Even though they leak so much?
We've actually got another clip on Comey which will help explain what he's going to do with Comey. I think this reverse is not related to the forwards, the one I'm about to play. He says, backwards, I pay helps wreck Allah.
I pay helps wreck Allah.
I pay helps wreck Allah.
And again...
I paid, that's right.
Well, it could be I paid. I actually heard it as I paid then. Let me play it again.
I paid, that's right.
It's paid.
I paid, that's right.
I paid.
I paid, that's right.
Okay, so what he's saying there is, well, I've spent $100 million on the election campaign, and I'm going to hunt down the terrorists and destroy them. Allah, in this case, is a metaphor. Okay, he's not having to go Muslim. He's talking about ISIS.
Sure.
And he's going to go after him. Okay? I will think we'll see some very concise actions from President Trump. And here we have a bit of a hint as to what he's going to do with Comey.
Well, there's been a lot of leaking. There's no question about that. But I would certainly like to talk to him and see him. It's a tough time for him. And I would like to talk to him before I answer a question like that.
Sounds like you're not sure.
Okay. And
see what she's doing. See what she's doing. She's impugning his integrity. Yeah, sounds like you're not sure. You don't know what you're doing. This woman was out to harm. Nothing positive there at all. That's not journalism. Sounds like you're not sure. You're right.
That's why she had that reversal, you know.
Oh, she hates him. Oh, no question. None.
Well, it was obvious. All the mainstream press hates him. Gee whiz. And Russell says they have now blanked this. So they messed up the investigation, probably into Hillary, I would say. And he's upset about it. So I think we're going to see James Comey go, is what I suspect. Okay?
Right.
We will see.
Right.
All right. Let us move on to Eric Trump. This is also from the 60-minute interview.
It was amazing. We were high-fiving and we were all hugging as a family, and I actually think our father was the calmest of all of us, even though he was really obviously the center of attention. So.
And here he says, we serve the law, but first the markets sew it up.
We serve the law, but first the markets sew it up.
Oh, listen to that. It's all there. We serve the law, but first the markets sew it up. Long reversal.
Amazing.
We serve the law, but first the markets sew it up.
It's all there.
We serve the law, but first the markets sew it up.
We serve the law. You know, we're a law-abiding family. We're following what's happened here in the markets. I think that there was a bit of a dip in the markets, but they recovered fairly quickly. And that's just his business brain ticking over, I suspect. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. That's very interesting and crystal clear. Every syllable is there.
Yep. And here we have Ivanka.
It is hard to put into words the experience or the emotion when your father becomes president of the United States of America.
And here she says, but I freak now.
Red off freak now.
Red off freak now.
She's freaking out.
That's
red
fine.
Off freak.
Yeah, I'm freaking out now. Wow.
Yeah. I'm sure she is.
How can you put yourself in that position until you get there? You can't.
Oh, no, you can't. No. And, here's Donald Trump. I had a bit of a sober moment, too, I think. Oh, here we go.
And then I got a call from George, and he said, congratulations, it was great. And, you know, look, it's a tough situation. I went to war with Jeb.
And he says, no one chose this.
No one chose this.
No one chose this.
And again.
No one chose this.
I think he's thinking, he did, you know, obviously he ran, so he chose to run, but it's almost like this has been granted to me. I didn't choose this. I was fall into the role. Is this my mission? Is this my destiny? He's a little bit shell-shocked, is what I suspect. So,
I was trying to find the video of 60 Minutes that was sent to me. And there apparently are none online. And I had this one, and I don't know if I sent it to you or not, but it doesn't work anymore. It's been removed. And that's too bad, because I was going to play an example of how they just destroyed his voice and made him sound like he was utterly lethargic. And it was David found to be 15% slower than normal. And that makes anybody sound like this. And that's what he sounded like. Now he sounds normal. David restored it. And I'm wondering if 60 Minutes aired it as slowly as the copy I got. I didn't see 60 Minutes, but I have a hunch that they did.
Well, they must have. See, I downloaded the recording from YouTube.
Then you got an original recording of it, and that's what they did. Well, that's a damn dirty trick. I don't care who it is. It's a damn dirty trick to do to anybody. They not only cropped his face so it filled the screen, you couldn't see around his face, but they made him sound like he was completely, it wasn't even him, it didn't sound like him. Same cadence, but lower pitch, much different tonality in every respect. So whatever you downloaded was what they aired. How interesting. Well, that's the mainstream media for you. Dirty players.
And here's the last one on Trump from 60 Minutes.
Because, frankly, they'll take every single little incident that they can find in this country, which could have been there before, if I weren't even around doing this, and they'll make it into an event, because that's the way the press is.
And here he says, see the love we gathered.
Send it now from together.
Send it now from together.
Send it now from together. I don't hear L, I hear D.
Oh, do you?
See the dove we gathered. Maybe it's a peace metaphor.
Let's play it again.
Send it now from together.
Huh.
Send it now from together.
I can hear that L quite clearly. All right, hang on.
I don't hear any L at all over here, but I'm a long way away.
Send it now from together.
I can hear it.
Send it now from together.
Huh, anyway.
Send it now from together.
Yeah, I do agree the word love is a little bit unclear. Yep, anyway.
It doesn't matter. They're both good words.
Yep. All right, so let's look at...
Well, let me just recapitulate what we said. For all of you who saw him on 60 Minutes and heard someone who looked very tired and sounded very depleted and depressed, that was a trick that CBS did to make him sound that way. You're hearing now the real Donald Trump's voice, and that's an old trick. Believe me, it's ancient. You can slow someone's voice down 1 to 2% and they sound different. You go up to 15% and that's why he sounded so atrocious.
Yeah. All right, here's Hillary Clinton after this is a speech she gave just a couple of days ago. So here's the first reversal.
This is the one that she gave where we have pictures up now.
That's correct. Yeah, the one that's on your site, the pictures from. Yep.
This event was the very first event that my husband and I went to after he was elected president.
And here she says, I have a sin. There she is, same old Hillary.
You got more than one. I've got a video up of, again, it was backstage when she was told by her coterie of supporters that she had won, and Chelsea ran up and gave her a hug, and Bill came up and he was excluded from the hug, and what did he do? He stood there and jumped up and down like a kid on a playground. And you gotta look at this video, David. It's adult men don't do this. He jumped up and down like a little kid who was saying, "I want a lollipop." It was bizarre. I'll find it, send it over to you. All right, hold on, we'll be right back with David John Oates and more Reverse Speech. This Friday night with David John Oates. I heard some remarkable reversals, and I want to again invite all of you, if you did see the 60 Minutes program and were remarking about how tired Donald Trump sounded, it was a trick, a dirty trick. You heard him tonight sounding perfectly normal. I guarantee you that this was done with utter intent, and the hostility and the woman reporter's voice, Leslie Stahl, clear, and in reverse, doubly clear. She was totally against this man. They set him up. That's what the media is doing all the time. They haven't stopped attacking him. They won't stop attacking him. There may be a 500,000 to 1 million people who will be assembled, paid, other, and many won't be paid, but many will be, to try to disrupt, if not destroy, the inauguration day. Count on that. This is not going to go away. It's going to last for many months. And that's very unfortunate, because we all lose. All right, David, go right ahead.
All right, another one on Hillary. She hasn't changed, as you'll see by this reversal.
And I want to start by congratulating the terrific young people that we are celebrating tonight.
And here she says, be honest.
Be honest.
Be honest.
We've heard that on the...
Be honest.
You know, once again, David, her subconscious is so disgusted with her being hypocritical, lying. It's trying to tell her, you know, be honest. It's coaching her.
This way, we've heard this phrase on Hillary before, exact same words. My analyst in Canada found this, and we even went and checked the tape that it wasn't the same words forward, and it wasn't. So anyway, here we go.
The stories of the young people we're honoring tonight.
And here she says, oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
Again.
I know.
Again.
Here, let me play the original one. Let me just
see what she's doing. Is she's it's all just political BS. It's all, she's being PC, praising the young people. She doesn't care. She's lost. And how they got her there, I don't know. That's strange. You figure she would. I guess she couldn't bow out of it for some reason.
Here's the other one.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
Well, this is, oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
Be quiet. So here's the forwards on this one.
To help people.
To help people. And here's the forwards on this, on the one I just played.
The young people.
Okay. And oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
So there you go.
Play both of them again. But just the reverses if you can. Twice.
Okay, so
her
first,
subconscious is disgusted and telling her to be quiet. Quit it. Knock it off. Knock off the lying, the hypocrisy.
So here's the first one.
Oh, be quiet.
And here's the second one.
Oh, be quiet.
It's funny.
Have you ever in your 33 years seen a subconscious mind so disgusted?
Oh, no, not at all. No, not at all. Oh, here, listen to this one.
An American Indian children, nearly 2 million children.
And here she says, Hillary knew BS.
You weren't near Bullshit.
There she goes.
Hillary knew bullshit. How amazing. You must actually see this for what it is. Her subconscious, at her core, still knows the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah,
it's the conscious mind that is so completely corrupted.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yep. And here's an interesting one.
In every country, on every continent.
And here she says, I'm not giving up.
And Ahirena.
Quick, I'm.
And Ahirena.
It's right there, David. It's right there. I'm not giving up. And she is at that moment in that she's reading those words. She's got a prompter there. She is still boiling over in her consciousness with having lost, and she's not going to quit. And they're talking about trying to bribe and intimidate and harass the electors as being part of the process, about protests, about demonstrations, who knows what. So, yeah, this woman, she's wanted to be president for 30 or 40 years. She's not going to give up. So there's going to be more trouble ahead. That's what I've been saying, and I believe that, and you've just confirmed it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right, okay. Here's
okay, we got to hear that again. This is so pivotal. This is a very, very huge development.
Okay, here we go. Here's the forwards.
In every country, on every continent.
And I'm not giving up.
And Ahi Reina.
And Ahi Reina.
She hasn't gone away.
And Ahi Reina.
Wow.
She's still around. Wow.
They've got plans, David. Soros met with some very wealthy billionaire players and DNC people. This is according to the story I had. And they're making plans constantly. They've probably got a whole bunch made already, but they're still plotting on ways to destroy Donald Trump. And I wouldn't rule anything, anything. You get my drift. I wouldn't rule anything out.
Yeah,
at some level, somebody could be hired to take Donald Trump out. I'm not saying Hillary would do it. I'm not saying Soros would do it. I'm just telling you, this is very dark and very evil. And it's anything is on the table. It's all possible now. Wow.
Well, this next reversal is appropriate then.
We need you. America needs you. Your energy, your ambition, your talent. That's how we get through this.
And she says, seen the crime regime.
That's her regime.
That's what it would have been.
Yep. That's what it would have been.
Oh, my God. We were just saved a fate worse than death. Oh, boy. And here we have the last one of Hillary I'm going to play.
Like the Children's Health Insurance Program. You know, that could never have happened without Republican leaders. Now it covers 8 million kids.
And she says, you're BS. There it is again.
That's twice.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they've all said what a foul mouth she has. Not that that's such a terrible word, but that's twice that her subconscious has nailed it. To play that again, I am amazed.
Yeah, here we go. I'll just play the reversal.
There it is.
Same old Hillary. Oh, just amazing, stunning stuff.
David, this is amazing. I mean, this is a kind of an accountability time between her conscious self, the hustler, the manipulator, the career politician, and her unconscious self, her real self. So there's a great conflict here.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. All right, let's have a look at a couple on this mysterious White House meeting with Obama and Trump. So here's Obama.
That we now are going to want to do everything we can to help you.
And here he says, oh, I'm evil. Typical Obama, you know.
Wow. Wow, one more time. We've got to hear that. That's loud and clear.
Yep, here it is.
Jeez.
There it is. Even sounds evil, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It certainly does. Wow.
He's such a creepy guy. Yeah. All right. Here we have Trump.
What I really wanted to focus on was Middle East.
I don't think this is from the White House meeting. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'll play it anyway. You're sending out Hillary. There it is. That's exactly what he's done. Sent out Hillary. And here we have two from the White House meeting. You'll be surprised at these. I was surprised.
We never discussed what we said about each other. I said terrible things about him. He said terrible things about me.
And here he says, God bless you.
God bless you.
Magnanimous, he is. He's magnanimous.
Magnanimous. But that raises the question, is he too soft Is he too forgiving? Is he too nice?
Well, that's a valid question.
Can he be manipulated too easily? And that's been the rub on him from behind the scenes, that he can be influenced by people who butter him up, who praise him, that he's not so harsh on people as he could be for his own protection. And that's highly suggestive of it. He called Obama a good guy, a good man. He's a good man. He's not a good man. And he said the Clintons are good people. They're not. They're rapists. Sexual assaults and rape doesn't. There's no way you can call somebody a good person. Sorry.
Right.
Doesn't work.
Anyway, here's another one for the White House meeting.
And you look at our roads and our bridges and our tunnels.
And here he says, you're radical.
You're radical.
You're radical. You're radical.
So there's the other side of him. So,
well, wait a minute. Wait. I'm not sure I understand the context there. He's talking about roads and bridges.
Oh, that can't be the White House meeting then, can it? Oh, no.
No.
So we'll see not.
And you look at our roads and our bridges and our tunnels.
That's 60 Minutes.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm sorry. You're radical. Okay.
You're radical.
You're radical.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. So, let's have a look at George Soros. Okay. So, we've got a few interesting ones on him in the 10 minutes we've got left.
I'm really worried, particularly under the pressure of the forthcoming elections.
And here he says, we fought Russia in the night.
We fought Russia in the night.
Wow.
We fought Russia in the night.
It's all there.
We fought Russia in the night.
Exactly.
See, that's what the Democrats were doing, fighting Russia. You know, no wonder Russia didn't trust America. It was all the sneaky under the table.
Oh, the Russians
feelings.
Understand what's going on. They know. They know.
Oh, yeah. And look at this one. Talk about Soros funding violence. Listen to this reversal.
To focusing on that. We also have a tremendous responsibility.
And here he says, and I assault you, our monies are offered. Nice and clear.
What is he saying, David? I assault you what?
Our monies are offered. Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah, I think he says, and I assault you, our monies are offered.
Yeah, here it is at the lowest speed.
Our monies are offered, yeah.
Yep, all right, okay. That's, of course, there's a rumors, of course, that Soros was funding the...
Not rumors. We even got the ads for it. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Right, okay. All right, here we have another one.
To bring about a better world order.
And here he simply says, an order.
An order.
An order. An order.
Okay, all right. And congruent reversal. That one speaks for itself. You have another one?
I would choose for an experiment in introducing democracy.
I don't know what country he's talking about, introducing democracy, and he says it's a government secret meeting. Yeah, a government secret meeting. What can I tell you? He's been involved in government secret meetings.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that would mean with Obama. Although that isn't our government. It's a government of vested interests, special interests, and it's an agenda-driven government. And the agenda is to destroy this country. And with every Muslim he brings in here, he knows those people will never assimilate, never become part of American cultural tapestry. Not going to happen. They will not become part of our fabric. They will never go along with our way of life, our traditions, our heritage. Nothing. He knows all this. It's part of the globalist agenda to destroy Christian Western civilization. That's exactly what it is.
Yep, we'll talk about globalist agenda. Is these two reversals?
I became concerned with the problems of globalization, where you have global markets.
And he says, stay calm, global.
Stay calm, global.
Stay calm, global.
And what seems to, whether they'll, stay calm, global. Whether they'll stay calm or not, I don't know.
Stay calm and let the globalization happen. Stay calm, global is coming. Stay calm, global.
Now, this reversal's got me scratching my head a little bit, but it all depends on one word. So here's the forwards.
So all they can do is put it in the shop window and say, we've got that much extra, but they can't actually use it. Now, I think it could be used. It could be used to provide global public goods.
Okay, so here he says, so give up global government. But someone heard it as give up local government. So I can hear it both ways. So give up global government, also give up local government.
So give up global government.
There's a G in there.
Yeah. No, it is global. It's not local. It is global. So why would he say that? I thought they were all for a global government. That's what's got me scratching
Maybe
my
he's,
head.
I don't know. Is he being facetious subconsciously?
I don't know. Maybe they're thinking they can't achieve it.
Maybe so not. Let's play that again, David, please. Play the forward. Let's hear what he's talking about.
Okay, so here's the forward. Oops, sorry, wrong one. Okay, here we go.
So all they can do is put it in the shop window and say, we've got that much extra, but they can't actually use it. Now, I think it could be used. It could be used to provide global public goods.
Okay, so give up global government.
So give up global government.
So give up global government.
Yes, maybe he's presenting it to himself as an alternative, a possibility. If it doesn't work, because he's talking about forwards, how something could work. But if it doesn't, he's saying, well, maybe this is the option. Plan B, give up global government if it won't work.
Well, that's what I kind of wanted when I heard it. I wanted the same thing. So. Okay, all right. Another one on Soros. Here we go.
In all the countries where we have foundations, spent over $100 million doing it, and it was really questionable whether we would have a systemic effect.
And here he says, effort, we must seize the battle.
Effort, we must seize the battle.
Effort, we must seize the battle.
Yes, only there.
Effort, we must seize the battle.
Yeah, well, there you go. Warmongers, what can I say? All right, now, I have to play a reversal on me. I've been dared to play this.
Uh-oh.
I didn't play the last show because it was too chicken. So I'm going to prove I'm not a chicken, and I'm going to play this reversal on me. This is my lady in Canada found this one on me and on you on the same show, I believe. Right. So here's the forwards.
The Al Gore, George Bush election.
Oh, yeah. How can you forget that?
Right.
And this is me. I'd like a female.
Yeah.
They can be there.
There
it is.
Yeah,
so I'm going bright red with embarrassment, but I was double dared to play it, so what can I say?
Well, at least you didn't say I like a male, so.
That one I wouldn't have played.
I didn't think so. Wow. No. Well, we've heard some stunning things, most specifically about Hillary Clinton and how her subconscious again is on her case.
Uh-huh.
That woman is really split in half. That's a tremendous chasm between her subconscious. There's no synchronization with her conscious or her subconscious. They're diametrically opposed.
Yeah, they are. They absolutely are. Yeah, I see splits like this in session work with We're schizophrenics and deeply troubled people, but to see the split like that on a public leader, well, she's schizophrenic and deeply troubled. I mean, what can I say? She's and it's been, she's just consistent on her constantly throughout the whole campaign. And here we have a speech after the campaign, and we got exactly the same stuff, you know. And she's not going to go away, so we'll see what she comes up with next.
Wow. Well, I think that that particular reversal, while she was speaking to that group about young people, blah, 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 she can do that with her eyes shut, was just an amazing revelation that inside she is boiling. She's still enraged. And they say that after that loss was obvious, she went berserk, drinking, throwing things, just screaming. I wonder if there's any limit to the retribution that she would okay. I wonder.
We'll see.
In other words, if someone were to suggest something horrible, I wonder what she'd say. I really wonder.
Yeah.
If we think she's been after this for 30 plus years.
It's true.
Well, I must say I do feel sorry for all the females who wanted a female in the White House, and I have no problem with that whatsoever. I would welcome it. This isn't the right one. That's the issue. Thank you,
okay.
David. Remarkable
no
stuff.
Worries, Jen.
Just remarkable.
See you. Yep, okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Night. Okay, well, once again, reverse speech shows the way. Just amazing. Wow. Talk to you soon. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being here.